Hello.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Welcome back, host. How's it going? How are you, Kevin?
Good.
Oh, you're tired, right?
I'm so tired.
And like, look at your eyes. You're so small. Like, whoa, you're high. You're tired.
I'm tired.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
I'm good. Yeah. But I'm tired.
Damn. You've had a long day, right? Yeah. Hustling. Baby boy's been hustling his ass off. That's why we've been kind of MIA. You know, there's going on in our lives right now. And, but we're back. We're here. And we're here for another episode. So that's what matters, right?
Yes.
And we're going, pushing through. So welcome back to Live Laugh Fuck. This is episode 18, I think it is. Yeah, right, it is.
I think so.
It is episode 18. So this episode is really good, actually. So it's going to be about emotional intelligence, as we mentioned in the last episode, that we, you know, we want to talk about what emotional intelligence is, because I was telling Kevin he's emotionally intelligent, and he was like, he's like, I don't even know what emotional intelligence is. And I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Me and the word intelligence don't go together.
Kevin is intelligent. Everyone is intelligent in their own way. Okay? So, like, no, you're intelligent. We all are. And when you're emotionally intelligent, you actually are smarter than people who have a high IQ. It's a fact. Yeah. So I'll get further
smart.
Into it.
I'm
yes.
intelligent.
Exactly. You
I'm
are.
Educated.
And educated. There you go. I have to burp. Sorry. Anyways, so emotional intelligence. Yeah, that's what it's about. So we're just going to, you know, going to kind of get into it and talk about what it is and share a definition, because Kevin doesn't know. I'm actually going to be guiding the podcast today, because as you guys noticed, Kevin usually does, because he's good at it, and I have ADHD and my head's like all over the place. But today I'm going to be
guiding. Emotionally intelligent.
But I'm emotionally intelligent ADHD. So yeah, it'll be all Gucci. So anyways, here we go. So definition. Are you ready for the definition?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So I actually learned this definition over the years. Like, I learned about emotional intelligence, like from watching videos like online and stuff, and then with coaching with Sunny. So my own research and then experiences and everything, I realized, damn, I'm really emotionally intelligent. So anyways, definition, emotional intelligence, otherwise known as emotional quotient or EQ, that's the abbreviation for it, is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict.
Ooh.
Yeah. So pretty much it's like understanding how to use your own emotions to, like, you know, like conflict. Like, how are you going to deal with this kind of situation you're in at work or relationship or friendship or whatever it is, right? Yeah. So it's basically understanding how your emotions work, and then also understanding other people's emotions as well. So
Basically being kind and empathetic and not a crazy ass bitch.
Yeah. Like understanding where people's like why they're acting the way they are, or why you're acting the way you are. Like, you know, where your emotions are coming from. Like, is it from your trauma, your past, or a situation that you like were put through? Like, you know how we talk about like, oh, I know the reason why I'm acting this way with my family is because of so-and-so happening in the past, you know, like because of this. This is a trigger for me. Like, you know, people always ask me like, where are you? What are you doing? Like, I don't like that, because for me, it's like a trigger from the past. Like always like not being able to do things for myself, because everyone would always be like, you got to put other people first. I've always been someone to put people ahead of my, you know, put in their needs ahead of myself. So when I became emotionally intelligent, I kind of understood. And now my relationships are way better with like my parents, like so many people, because I understand where they're coming from. You know, I understand why they act out the way they do, or why they like, you know, say the things they do towards me, because, oh, like this is how it was for them when they are a child, you know, or where they are coming from, because like, you know, they're dealing with this at this time. You know, we don't know what people are going through. Right. Yeah. But when you see someone act out in frustration, for example, like let's say you're at work and, someone's like having an off day or something like that, you're like, oh, they're being such a bitch or whatever, like, you know, like you're on a server, but like,
like I said that 30 times today.
Yeah.
In my head.
But like when you really think about it, like you are emotionally intelligent. To be like a social worker and do what you've been doing, you're like, for so many years of your life, you have to be emotionally intelligent. You understand where your kids would, you know, why their emotions are acting that way. So basically, yeah, it's like kind of understanding like, okay, like, you know, they're not just having a bad day, like maybe there's something else going on, and like their emotions are like coming from like a different place of hurt. Like, you know, some people just be like, oh, they're just being a bitch or whatever, like, oh, they're having a bad day, whatever it is, but it could be so much more. And when you get to know that person, then you kind of understand, you can talk to them about it, and that's kind of being emotionally intelligent, where you can talk to them properly about it and like say, okay, like, you know, you're feeling this way because why so and so, and then you like kind of empathize with them and you just like understand their emotions better. Like some people just don't understand how emotions work.
Yeah,
they're just like, you know, oblivious to it. But yeah, so it, I mean, I was reading more about it, and like emotionally intelligent people are very successful people, because like when you're emotionally intelligent, like a workplace, for example, you're able to handle situations way better. You know, you're able to manage it better and not just like be like frustrated from a certain way. Like we do get like that, but like it's like a proven fact, like people who are emotionally intelligent actually can succeed much more in life than people who just have a high IQ, because they're able, because in life it's everything is all about our emotions, you know,
and human interactions,
human interactions,
because like, we're not robots.
Yeah, like, right,
even though there might be some robots in out in the world, who knows?
There actually are. I've seen videos. I think it was in China, there's like in like the hotels, the server, the servers are like
that.
I don't like it either.
I don't like,
I don't want to roll run my robots, is weird. No. Like what about our emotions? Like
what's
there's
that
emotions
movie,
then?
I Robot. They're gonna take yeah. over. They're gonna kill us, and then we're not gonna be emotionally intelligent anymore.
Right? Yeah, it's so fucked. Oh my god.
So should we go for like how
what
to be emotionally intelligent?
How to emotion? Yeah. Okay. So, the next part that I was gonna talk about was like that part is gonna come.
Okay.
You know, that's gonna come. Yeah. So actually,
sorry I jumped ahead of
no,
myself.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. But for me, it's just gonna say like there is like two different kinds of being emotionally intelligent. So emotional intelligence has two major components. It's intrapersonal skills, so personal competence, and interpersonal skills, social competence. So what those are, they're two different things. So intrapersonal intelligence is your ability to be aware of your own moods, emotions, and motives and be able to manage or redirect them and your behaviors. So that's intrapersonal. on the other hand, interpersonal intelligence is compromised of your social awareness and ability to manage relationships. In other words, it's your ability to understand others' moods, behaviors, and motives, to develop an understand of what it is, the core of an issue. So it refers to ability to manage, influence others' emotions, interact by empathizing with people, being able to react and treat people according to their reactions. I'm very interpersonal, like very, very intrapersonal. I think, like, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think you're intrapersonal or inter?
I think I'm both. I'm just kidding.
No. I think I'm both too, but I'm better at interpersonal.
Because interpersonal is being aware of your own self. Yeah, I think I think I'm more interpersonal because like I always think of like, hey, why am I feeling angry? Why am I feeling upset? Or why am I feeling happy? Or whatever my moods are, and what I can do to change it. Because like we're always in control of our own emotions.
Yeah. Journaling. That's something I noticed about you.
Yeah. Like I'm always like asking myself why, mm-hmm. as before. Because otherwise I would think like there's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Like I'd be like, oh my God, I'm like, you know, like I'm
too.
So feeling so low. Like there's something wrong with me. Now it's like, okay, why am I feeling low today? Mm-hmm. Like, why am I so pissed off today? Like, you know, like, and I acknowledge like the little things now. Like let's say if someone annoys me, like before I'd be like, you know, I'd be like, oh, you shouldn't get mad about that. But it's like legit. If they annoy you, they annoy you. Like that's all it is
exactly.
what it is, you know, and then you feel better about it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm more interpersonal than
inter.
And then because
you're definitely interpersonal as well. Just because
intra and inter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Intra is when you're knowing your own moods and emotions,
right.
you're able to manage it, redirect your own behavior.
Intra.
You're intra. Yeah, that's what
intra.
You are. But interpersonal, you also are as well, because I noticed that with you because you're, you know, what you, your field of work, you know, you've been doing, working with other people and their emotions and like where they're coming from, what their traumas are. So I also think you're very interpersonal intelligent as well.
Interpersonal, yeah. Because like, I think that came naturally with like the work that I used to do. It's so weird saying used to do because I like left it. So it's like so crazy to say that.
Yeah.
But because it comes with it, right?
Yeah.
But I think I can do a lot better interpersonally, like with like, you know, like friendships or like even now, like work is now with like customers, right? Like as opposed to like sitting down talking about their problems and things like that. Now it's like such quick interactions. So like, for example, like the serving role, like you can get some grumpy customers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, they're such a bitch today. Like, but then now it's good for me to think about this. Like, okay, but maybe they're having a bad day or like maybe they're just having a tough day. So don't take it so personally, you know, like, you know, it's like so wrong to, I guess, define them as like, oh, you're such a grumpy ass bitch. Like, you know, be nice to me. Like, you don't have to be if you don't want to be, right?
Yeah, I get that. It's interesting, right?
Yeah, like, it's so interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And like, the next part was I was going to talk about was why is emotional intelligence beneficial in a relationship? So especially in like, you know, like in friendships, for example, like, you know how we were talking earlier, like I use it in my friendship relationships, but I need to use it better in like my family relationships as well.
Yeah.
But in my friendships, yeah, like very emotionally intelligent work, you know, like we're like, we can understand like why we could be a certain way. We're really easygoing with one another. Like I am with my friends. And if I'm like, you know, when we like cancel plans, we're like, okay, totally understandable. You got to do your thing. You're trying to manage your emotions and see why you need a day to yourself and trying to do what's best for you. And other people who are emotionally intelligent, I think, will understand that as well. Otherwise, like back in the day, some friends would like get mad, like, oh, you're always bailing on me or something. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just need some time to myself.
Yeah.
But like, for me, like, whoa, it's a huge thing for a relationship, like a with your partner.
Yeah.
So I've noticed it, like, because I finally found a partner where we're emotionally intelligent, where our conversations are so mature. If we have a disagreement or anything like that, we don't have fights. We have disagreements and they get intense.
Yeah.
But we're so emotionally intelligent and we understand like where we're coming from and why we're acting a certain way based on like our past trauma, why our emotions are like the way they are and how we can like manage it, what we need to do, how we're going to work together. And then we like become stronger and stronger and stronger and more involved. And, you know, it's crazy like to think about like how beneficial it's
been. Smarty pants. I love the word intelligence now.
I love it. And then like we learn about each other, like why we are the way we are as people is because of our trauma from when we're young. Like, you know, we like understand like, oh, this is why we are the way we are because this is how we were raised or this is what we had to deal with. And that's why we are the way we are. But how can we like help each other? You know,
right.
If it's like something that's like not helping us personally.
Look at you grow. That's a lot of skills.
Oh yeah, it is.
Like, because I was like thinking about like just like my past relationship. Like I didn't really do that a whole lot.
Same.
Like,
oh my god,
I did a lot of like blaming, resentful. Like never really thought anything deeper. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think like that happened like, you know, the last 2 years of a relationship. But
yeah.
But now I see the importance of it. Like, you know, but it's like, but it's so hard. But how do you do it when it's like, cause some days, like I find like with your loved ones, especially like it's so easy to kind of take it out on them. Right.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Let's say if you're having a bad day at work or something and you come back and like they not annoy you, but like, let's say, if they have something going on, like how do you like bring in the intelligence piece back and like, you know, like have a deeper understanding.
You kind of have to talk to them about it. I would say like, so I've started to use it with my relationship with my mom, for example. It's easier for me to talk about the stuff with her than my dad, because my dad would be like, no. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you're saying, right? But like, even though so the reason is like, well, basically what I do, I go to her and be like, okay, the reason why, like, I basically straight up tell her, I'm like, the reason why you act this way, mom, is because of, you know, how your life is, or like what you have to deal with when you're a kid, and this is why you treat me this way. But that's why, like, when we get in fights, I'm more of the grown up in the fights, you know. I'm like okay, I understand where she's coming from, because I'm emotionally intelligent, like I get it, like she's coming from this place and she was never like raised a certain way, and like she's also in this certain state or whatever it is. And you just like, you kind of just have to tell them like, okay, this is why I think you're acting this way, and kind of talk to them about it.
Yeah.
If you just say it straight up to them, like, they can't really say much, because she gets curious. Like, she gets curious and she's like, oh, she's like, what do you mean? Like, she'll ask,
what do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean? You're calling me crazy?
Yeah. And then I explain to her why I feel the way I am, and like what I've been through, and like how, like, and like I try to make her I don't want her to feel bad about, like, you know, our past, because I always had such an amazing life. I got everything I wanted, even though there's hard times. Everybody has hard times. But I explained to her that I'm just telling you, mom, this is why I am the way I am, or why I get triggered for these kind of things. I'm still healing and growing from this, like, you know, like, you know, seeing what I had to see or whatever I've been through, you know. So it's kind of just, you kind of have to like, you kind of have to explain to them.
Okay.
Yeah. So you kind of just have to say to your mom or dad, whoever, it's like, well, the reason why in this way is because this so-and-so happened when we were young, or this so-and-so like happened to me, or why you're acting this way is I think you're acting this way because of what's happening with you in this situation. Your emotions are coming out because you're in an argument with the dad, or you're dealing with this something at work, or someone just passed away. I think that's why you're acting this way and lashing out. You kind of have to explain to them, then they kind of understand, because they don't get it.
Yeah.
They just, you know?
I feel like you need to do a workshop with like brown people.
Oh my god,
and
that'd
like
be good.
Teaching them that, because like if I were to explain this to my parents right now, like I just pictured like they'll look at me like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Oh, they don't
like,
fully get it.
We're perfectly fine. You're the fucking crazy one. Okay, stop bringing your counseling shit on us or something.
Don't bring your counseling shit on us.
Yeah, but it's true though. Like, how are they gonna know if you don't teach them or talk to them about it? Right? Like, totally understand that. Like,
that's the thing. I have to keep talking about it.
Yeah,
my mom.
Our community needs shit like that.
You're right.
Right?
It does.
Like, they're always. I can see them being like, "Oh, like it's we're built this way. Our parents raised us this way. Like, look at us. We're fine. How come you're being so emotional?
Yeah.
And being so like sad, and you have to explain why we were affecting you."
Okay,
and, you
there's know? This lady on fucking TikTok. She's
I saw
from like,
that.
Yeah, and everyone's in the comments like, this lady needs fucking therapy, because she's just like, "You guys have this mental health problems. Yeah, like, you guys need to shut the fuck up. Like, you like I went through all this, blah blah blah. Like, I was built like this. Like, yeah, lady, that's clear that you have trauma. Look at how you're acting.
Yeah.
You need to fucking go to therapy. Yeah. Like, you clearly think that people don't have mental health problems. You're fucked in your head if you think that.
I can't wait for live laugh fuck to blow up even more, so we can like, you get therapy, you get therapy, you get therapy, you get therapy, like Oprah.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to happen for sure. Oh, therapy, the greatest thing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But one thing I can say is it's super beneficial in relationships. Like I'm so grateful and so happy I have a partner that's emotionally intelligent where we talk properly about everything. We don't like fight, you know, we talk about it and we get over it. And oh my God, we grow stronger and stronger, more in love. And I just want to fucking get reeled by him so hard because I'm so in love with him. You know?
See, the more emotionally intelligent you guys are, the harder you're going to get fucked.
The harder you get fucked, the hornier you are. Oh, God. So one thing as well is like emotional intelligence in a workplace is super, super beneficial as well. Yeah. That's something I feel like we need because like, oh, man, there's so many reasons why. I'll give you guys some examples of what it looks like in the workplace. So like how people are emotionally intelligent at work. So people are able to express themselves openly and respectfully without fear of offending coworkers. So, you know, like I had that in my workplace. We're able to talk about things properly. And even with my manager, I could go in the room and I went to the room one time and told her, like, oh, I need to fucking get like plan B. And when I told her, I was like, I need to get Bubby. Like, how do I do it? But like, she was understanding where I was coming from. I was like, so off that day.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, like, I get it. So we're able to have open, like, I know people can't just do that with their boss, right? But I'm just saying, like, when you have open conversations about how you're feeling and your emotions, and we did that a lot. She knew everything about my life, almost everything, just because I was like, a better understanding of how we could like, you know, how we can make it better and all that. So not, I know everybody can't do that, but even with your coworkers, you know, if you have like conflict, like talking about it and being able to understand your emotions with each other instead of just like fighting with someone, like that's so hard to work with people like that.
Definitely. And then it creates like a better workspace, right? If you can talk about things openly and get an understanding of that. Like, I guess that's what you mean maybe when people succeed more. Cause I was, if I had a boss that led their team that way, like, okay guys, like this is an open door policy, like I want to get an understanding where you're coming from, like I don't want to just judge or assume, be aware of your emotions, and I would want to work for that person. I'd feel comfortable working for them, being like, okay, like at least I know that I can talk to you about shit. And like, you don't have to fully understand where I'm coming from because no one really does, but I'll still get an idea of like where I'm coming from, and that you wouldn't be thinking like I'm a shitty worker or something like
that. Exactly. See, that's what it's, that's so true.
Oh my God, I'm so smart.
You're emotionally intelligent. See, that's so true. Every, like, who wouldn't want to work with someone like that? Like, that's the problem in workplaces, is that people have like a boss who like has to act like I'm the boss and you're gonna do what I say, and like, you know, I don't care whatever you got going on, you're just gonna fucking come here and work, and they don't care about their employees. But when you have a boss who actually cares about your emotions and what you're going through in your personal life, and knows a little bit, like, you don't want to tell your boss everything about your life or too much, but tell them enough so they understand like where you are, why you could be like, maybe you're declining at work for a little bit, or that day or a couple days you're off because something's going on. So you kind of tell them, that's good. You know, but some more examples. Resilience is evident when new initiatives are introduced. So being resilient, I guess, when new like things come up, I guess. I don't know. I kind of don't get that one, actually. I'm just trying to think. I found a bunch of examples and I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, these are some good ones. Resilience is evident when new initiatives are introduced. Okay, so being resilient. Because resilience is being emotionally challenged. I get it now. Click. The light bulb went off. I think I was busy thinking about something else, like in my old job. But yeah, okay, that's one. So being resilient when new things are introduced at work, I guess. So when there's initiative to do some, like, I don't know, maybe a new like project or some shit like that, I guess. Flexibility is present. Okay, that's good. Employees spend time together outside of work. Oh yeah, that's important. But like, you don't have to spend time with your employees outside of work.
I don't like that. I only choose like one person. Usually I'm like, I only will be close with one person. And then I'll hang out with that one person, like my work wife from my other job. Like, we hung out all the time. But we've always like, we're like, I'm not inviting anyone else. I really don't want to waste my energy with other people.
Same.
I
used to party a lot, so I did.
You in Calgary.
Because I partied. That's why.
I just didn't like anyone else at my work.
I don't want to go for like dinners and shit with them. Like, no thanks.
Even in my recent one, like, a lot of them were like, oh my God, let's hang out and do this. I'm like, no. I don't know what
cool
it
colleagues.
Is.
Maybe you, I don't know. I had cool colleagues. Like, we actually did hang out. We'd like do potlucks and stuff like that.
I like to separate it. I'm just like, unless
your field, maybe.
Unless I'm like really like connected to someone on a genuine like, oh, I can see this is gonna go beyond work, you know. But if I don't see like a relationship beyond work, I'm not gonna waste my
time. That's good.
You're
very
that.
Like, protective of your time, or like, you know how to like use your time. That's good. Because your time is everything. Yeah,
and
you
socializing
know?
Is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
Oh, yeah. So freedom of creativity is celebrated and consistent. Like, that's really good. You know, if you're creative at work and they're like, you're able to like be congratulated on it, like, that's good. Rather than being like, oh, you shouldn't have tried this new thing. Like, that's not good.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, you know, you should understand that people are free to be themselves. Like, that's really good. You know, let them express their emotions, and like, because their emotions will always connect with them trying something new, you know, being creative.
Praising them.
Yeah, praising yeah. them and stuff. Yeah, active listening in the meetings. Employees will find compassionate ear when needed. Because we all have bad days, right? So things like that is showing emotional intelligence in the workplace. It doesn't mean you're super emotionally intelligent if you have all these things in your workplace, but it's just like showing that some workplaces will like have a little bit of yeah. emotional intelligence there, you know?
It's crazy like how people have to talk about this.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, it's also like the basics of being a good human. It's yeah. like so bizarre to
yes,
me because it's just
exactly.
like, it's like this should come naturally.
It should
world,
come naturally.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, but our world just fucked up.
Yeah,
like, it's
it
just
is.
So fucked up yeah. that like, how is this like not a natural thing? And all this is based on people's like past and
yeah.
whatever. But I think it also has to do with like culture
yeah.
and like the way like people view people in power and shit like yeah. that. It's like a fucking crazy shit load yeah, of things, but
literally.
It's just so sad. I'm just like, fuck, but
yeah.
you know what? This is why we're gonna give you motherfuckers some hope. So
yeah. I was gonna say, it's like emotional intelligence can be like not a bad thing, but necessarily for me, for example, I would be like, wow, like at a point I was like, because I was learning so much about emotional intelligence, like in mm-hmm. Calgary, it's so clear and aware when you're talking to somebody who's not emotionally intelligent, who kind of is just like who doesn't really know anything about their emotions, or they're like, they'll kind of be like immature.
Can you give examples?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an example because I can't hang out with you the way yeah. you are. Like, okay, someone who's kind of just like, is kind of like negative or like hates on other people. Like,
judgmental.
Judgmental. So the thing is like, I'll be like, oh, there's a lot of people out there like that, right? But for me, I kind of like, I'm able to like evaluate them and read them like a book yeah. right away. I'm just like, oh, like, you know, you're like, this is probably because you're like insecure, like, you know, when you're hating on the people, you're unhappy, you're insecure. So I'll kind of read them like, oh, like, why are you acting this way? Then I'll like watch their behaviors a little bit more, and then I'll like kind of like read them and be like, oh, okay, like I see why, like, you know, it's because yeah. you're like, you're not happy with how you are at work, or like you're not happy like being around this type of person who's here right now. So you can kind of read why they're acting the way they are. Like, you're just able to like read their emotions, like you're just able yeah. to kind of like just see like, oh, okay, this is why you are. So for me, not necessarily I'm like, oh, I don't like this person because like they're rude, this, that. I'll just be like, oh, I don't want to be around this person because I know they're going through this, and this is why they're acting a certain way. I understand where their emotions are coming from, but like when you're like that, like when you're emotionally intelligent, it's like harder for you to be. I would say for me, it was very hard to be around certain people. I just didn't want to be around these kind of people.
Yeah,
understanding like, yeah, where they're coming from, but at the same time, they're just like, because I'm so emotionally intelligent, I was like, I don't want to like spend my time as much with you anymore.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. Like, it's just like, because you're so emotionally intelligent, you understand where you're coming. You're a little bit, you're mature when you're emotionally intelligent, right? You're mature, and you like, I would say that most people, like, when you understand that, you're not going to be hating on other people because you are emotionally intelligent. You know what other people are dealing with. So why would you want to be like that person where you're like saying bad things or like being like a negative person?
Mm-hmm.
But when you see other people being like that, you don't want to be around it. So like obviously we see this all the time, but what I'm trying to say is like, when you're emotionally intelligent, you see it more, and then you kind of like go deeper into it. And then for you, it's harder to be around that kind of person because you're completely opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
And is it people also who like, you know, if you're like sitting in a group of friends and like, you're like, let's say if a girlfriend's like talking about like boy problems mm-hmm. or whatever, it could be mm-hmm. anything, family problems, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like sometimes, you know, there'll be a group of friends being like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry you're going through that. Like, that's so tough.
Yeah.
Or like, but then would the unemotional, intelligent person be like the friend that's like not understanding, like, or
pretty
like
much.
Not responsive or not being as empathetic? Because like,
not as
you
empathetic.
Know, some because
yeah.
some people will like say, I'm sorry that you're going through that.
Yeah.
Like, they can say those words,
yeah.
but with some people, I find like they don't mean it. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
just very like
exactly.
robotic, you know? It's like,
yes.
oh my God, I'm like so sorry you're going through
those
that.
Those people
that
are
must
not
be
emotionally
so
intelligent.
Hard.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then it's done,
yeah.
you know? And then you get that yeah. sense, like, oh, you see, it seems like to me you don't want to talk about this
yeah.
anymore. And like, I just was so vulnerable with you
yeah.
by sharing something. So then, because I'm just thinking of examples,
yeah.
then my wall goes back up
yeah.
and I'm just like, I'm not into
that's
it.
That's what I mean when I say yeah. I can read people and be like, you're not emotionally intelligent.
Okay.
So that's why, for me, it clicks, like, stop talking about what you're talking about them. They don't get it. They don't care.
Yeah.
And then, like, in my head, like, I'm just able to read it. So, like, exactly what you said, spawn on, like, yeah. People like that definitely are not emotionally intelligent. When someone's emotionally intelligent, like there's a group of friends, you know, they're saying, yeah. Oh, my boyfriend, like, this is what's happening. One person, like, for example, it would be me who'd be like, I would be that person who'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, like, what's going on? Like, where, like, what, like, why is, like, I get deeper into it with them and be like, do you want to talk about this after or later? Like, I'd understand. Like, instead of a friend's being like, oh, like, just go out, like, get over, like, move on, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, just, like, move on. Like, they wouldn't want to talk about it more and more. It's because they're not emotionally intelligent. Or it won't always mean that. It could be because they also
they're
lacking the skills to talk about it. They just don't want to talk about it as much. Yeah. But, like, when you're emotionally intelligent, you're, like, you're also empathetic, right? So you kind of want to, like, be there for that person and, like, kind of know what's going on and understand where their emotions are coming from and, like, how you can help them. Because you can, like, you can give them, like, you know, advice and just, like, moral support as well.
Yeah.
But... And there's a lot of the time where people aren't emotionally intelligent, right? And like I said, it's easy for me to pick up on it on someone just based on their behavior, how they're acting. If they're being like immature, where they're like talking shit about someone, or they're just not caring about like somebody, like, you know, what they're going through, like, you know, things like that. Or, like, heard the same people.
Or when people say like, oh, they should just get over it.
Yeah.
I hate when people say,
like, do you not understand how emotions work, or like what people have gone through in their life? Those people are not emotionally intelligent. Yeah. Like, get over it, you know?
Yeah.
I get it. Like, people have gone through hardship in their life and you continue to complain about things. That's different. Take action and move forward. Like, I've been through shit. We've all been through shit. Yeah. But I don't use it as an excuse to like put myself back. Like, I move forward. I get things done, you know, whatever it is what it is. We have to find ways to heal.
Because in those situations, I feel like it's fair to call out your friends, especially close ones. And maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But especially close, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That if it is the same repetitive shit, I think it's okay to be like, but okay, now what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to keep talking about
this. I have a best friend who thanked me so much for that.
Yeah. Where it's just like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. What's
like,
the next action?
What's the next action?
Yeah. Because I'm tired of seeing upset, be going through this over and over again. You know, like, that you're, this is why you're like, I had a friend like that, where, like, you know, their actions or the way they were acting, I was like, this is why you're acting this way, because you're not healing from this thing, so-and-so.
Yeah.
Or you're around, like, you know, I can tell by your emotions, like, this is why you're acting like this. Like, what are we gonna do? I don't want to keep listening to you complain about it. Let's, you know, work on it. Like, you need to get it connected with your emotions and see why you're acting that way. Let's talk about it, let's figure it out. And then they did.
Dig deep. The voice went so deep.
Basically, like, you know, trying to just say like what emotional intelligence is how understanding your emotions, where they're coming from, being able to manage them, and like being able to, like, you know, take some action to figure out how to get better if you're, like, you know, not able to, whatever the situation is, if there's like a conflict or whatever it is. I just wanted to share some examples of emotional intelligence in a few movies. So a lot of people have probably seen The Pursuit of Happiness, the Will Smith movie. Such a good movie, right?
Such a good movie.
So that movie is based on a true story, shows like actually a lot of examples of emotional intelligence, but the characters show like self-management, commitment, empathy, social skills, and relationship building throughout the entire film. So you know how Will Smith is going through such a fucking hard time in his life?
Yeah.
He's fucking resilient as fuck. Like, look at him. He just kept pushing through. He had his kid.
Like, living out of shelter.
Yeah, dude. And staying so positive for his kid. He's fucking emotionally intelligent, that dude. He just understood, like, this is, like, I am this way because I'm dealing with the hard shit in my life. But I need to figure it out, and I need to, like, be able to manage my emotions when I go to these, meet all these people to show them, you know?
Oh my God, that's such a good example, right?
It's such a good example.
Like,
yeah.
He was, like, struggling so hard with his son. Yeah. But as soon as he was in the office, like, he switched, it looked like he switched it all off.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I have to put that shit aside to, like,
his wife, hustle. Remember, who didn't give a fuck, and he just, like, was like,
I know, hey, she fucking left the kid too.
She left the kid too. Yeah. And he just went, and, you know, he had some outbursts. That's normal. That's understandable, because we're humans. We have emotions, but he was still able to push through and keep going.
Yeah.
That's resilient, and that's being emotionally, like, when you're resilient, it doesn't always mean you're emotionally intelligent, but usually you're resilient. I would say most of the time it does, because when you're resilient, it's because you understand why you were a certain way.
Yeah.
And you're using, like, okay, this is why I was, and this is how I'm acting, like, this is what I went through. But you're resilient because you're like, okay, like, that, those are my emotions because of what I went through, but I'm gonna keep going forward. I'm gonna be fucking boss, you know, like, do it. That shows emotional intelligence, being
remember
resilient.
Remember that scene when they're in the washroom? It's all coming back to me. That was such a hard
I
scene
cried
to
so
watch.
Much in that movie. Oh my fucking God.
That was such a hard
true
scene
story,
to watch.
Eh?
Yeah,
it's
fucking wild.
Another one, just another one. The last one was the movie Room. Do you remember the movie Room? Where she was locked.
Oh, yes. With her kid.
So fucked, right? So this movie portrays resilience, mad resilience, empathy, and self-management. So the main character, she created a safe environment for her offspring by self-managing her emotional reactions to the horrifying situation in which they both find themselves. Fuck, that movie was intense.
So intense. Yeah. Remember when the guy would come in? Because that guy was a father.
That was a real story too, true story too, right? I think it was. I don't know.
I don't think
it was. I'm sure it was because fuck, that shit happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fucked up.
She was like kidnapped by the guy.
But look how resilient she was though for her son. How long she was in there. Like she was so resilient and she was so self-aware and she was able to just do all this for her son, protect her son. While I was right now for a second thinking it was a girl because the hair was so long.
Yeah.
Like, she had to cut his hair. But yeah, for her son and get, you know, like she was able to just like manage her emotions and she was able to understand like what's going on and like, oh my God.
And how to manage him, the guy that kidnapped.
Yeah. Oh my God. So fucked.
And they escaped.
And they escaped, right? Yeah. That was my favorite scene. And the kid ran out and he opened his eyes and he saw light.
Yeah. And then he's so like people. Sad. And but then remember he didn't know how to like be in the world. It was so sad.
It was so sad.
He's like, what the fuck is all of this?
Jada. Hmm. Anyways, that's what emotional intelligence is. I hope you all got a good lesson. I hope you guys, I hope that was like a good explanation about it. And you know, I know it was not super, I didn't want to get super deep into it. My best advice, if you want to learn more about emotional intelligence, because maybe you won't understand it right now from what we said. I mean, I think that was a good brief description, but is like what I did, researched it. And I had obviously had therapy. You don't have to go to therapy, but research it, like read about it. There's a lot of videos, even on TikTok, there's a lot of videos about emotional intelligence. Yeah. Just go search it, emotional intelligence, and it'll kind of explain to you more like how you can become emotionally intelligent as a person. It's pretty much getting in tune with your emotions and understanding where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be able to understand other people's emotions better and understand where they're coming from and have better relationships in your life. I can't even explain to you how good my relationships are with people in my life. You know, it's harder with people who aren't emotionally intelligent. Like I could say I do have a few people like that, but they're blood. I can't do anything about it. They're in my life.
There's
forever.
Some that you can't change, you know, and they're just like you got to in those situations. I feel like you have to adapt.
Just exactly.
Like,
I just need to adapt. Have to be the emotionally intelligent person. Understand where it's coming from and go over it. Like, you know, I had some shit I had to deal with today. Look at me. I'm happy. I'm in such a good mood, even though something happened and I'm just like, OK, things are great because I'm happy and I understand where they're coming from. But I'm good. Like things are good in my life and I'm going to be like moving forward, you know, even if they're not emotionally intelligent and they want to be fucking like this.
And it's like spreading her arms, like gonna fly away.
I'm gonna fly away.
She's gonna flutter. No, but that's true though. Like, I think, like, cause you're teaching me. So like, what I'm like understanding and learning is that like, you know, just have like a greater sense of like, you know, empathy, understanding. Mm-hmm. It sounds like, especially with other people, like validating their feelings, like you know, being open ear, like actively listen.
Yeah.
Like especially if they are sharing things that are like hard for them and you can tell there's a reason why. And, you know, we're human too. Sometimes like we're not in that headspace to like take all of that in because it can be a lot. But I think in that moment you need to like be honest with that person and just like, hey, like I hear you. Like this is quite a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do to help you? You know, like I want to, what can I do to support you? But like I'm just relating it back to like work stuff too, because we use a lot of this obviously, right? Of like,
I was gonna say, if you have any like really good examples of like something
where do I begin?
Like one of your craziest experiences where you had to like use your emotional intelligence, like to understand their emotions.
The craziest was definitely, so I worked at this residential treatment center.
Yeah.
And I worked with this kid who was like really, really aggressive, like physically aggressive. And I've never worked with a kid like that. Like before this, I worked with like teenagers who like smoke pot and shit, like drink, you know, like more like things that were like manageable in a sense where I was just like, okay, this is, you're just dealing with like teenagers. We're all teenagers at one point, so you have like deeper understanding, right? Like maybe that's where the emotional intelligence came. Like I get it, I used to do that when I was your age, or like whenever I would get upset or angry, similar sort of behaviors when a teenager, so like it was more easy to like kind of navigate. But this one was different because I would get punched in the face, I would get spat on,
I remember.
Would get bit and all that, and this time it was hard for me to understand. I was just like, why do you keep, and because it's draining on the pot, you're human, you know, like it's really, it's like emotionally exhausting.
That's why
I give so much props to frontline caregivers, like because it's hard fucking work. It's such hard work. And
that's why I admired you so much for your job. Like, oh my God, this poor guy.
It was just like so hard because like, and like I remember like, you know, we would get like training from management and stuff being like, this is how you deal with him, like this is his trauma and stuff. So I knew where his trauma was, but like it was still really hard for me to like not accept it. That's not the right word. In those moments when he would be so physically aggressive, it was really hard to like not be upset with him for doing that, especially if you're just being like kind and like you know, like giving him the world in the moment because he's been through so much. You're trying your best, but he still
does
it.
That's normal to be frustrated sometimes, you know? But,
and then for me, it was like the moment where I was like, okay, because like what the first thing was like a lot of staff were quitting because it was such a high turnover and rightfully so. Like it wasn't for everyone, right? But like I have such a big heart and I was like, I don't want to be like another staff leaving his life, you know? So like that was like step one. I'm like, I need to prove to him that like I'm here for him as hard as it is. And then B, like I just need a deeper understanding of his like mental health. Like he had a lot of mental health concerns. So it's like understanding those diagnoses a bit more. And it, then the light bulbs were ticking like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense why he does that. And then like, then when I was like using different skills or whatever, then like he wouldn't hit me as much, and then you know like it'd be like less and less. And then I remember also I went on like my first like weekend getaway like back home when I used to live in Calgary, like I came to BC, and then when I came back he like peeped through the door and he gave me a big hug that he like a relief, and then that was like that That's was so it cute. For me, right? I'm like okay, you he needs, because his thing was like a lot of people are coming in and out, in and out. And I was like, let me just be consistent as long as I can. Cause I was like, I'm human. If I can't do it either, then I'm not gonna put myself through that, you know? Yeah. And then when that moment happened, I'm like, okay, that's kind of like the answer.
Yeah. Aw, see, emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, but we use it throughout all of our work. It's really just like, for I think a lot of it's like with people, it's like sitting and listening. You don't have to have the right answers. There's so many times where people would like vent to me and talk to me.
Yeah.
And like I wouldn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
Like honestly, I wouldn't.
You'd just be
they're
able
just
to listen.
Like they're just like, thank you just for listening. Like you don't have to tell me what to do, what the right answer is, or whatever. It's like a lot of it's like, hey, I'm so sorry you're going through that, because that's fucking shitty. Like I can't imagine what you're going through, like how you're even on your two feet right now, because like that's a lot of shit. So like obviously you're doing something to survive, and like that shows how strong you are and stuff. And like I think just letting humans just be humans, you know, if they're having shitty days, like just let them be shitty. And like and like I would also refrain from the words like I understand where you're coming from, because like people like working in the field for so long, people don't like that at all, because you never understand where they're coming from, right? It's like, what the fuck have you been through? Like, you know, it's,
right? And I'm like, you're right. That's not a good thing to say all the time. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I hear where you're coming from. Like, that's so hard. Like, that's such a challenging time. Like, how can I support you? Like, what can I do to make your day better?
Yeah.
And sometimes you're going to be like, nothing. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay. Then it's like, okay.
Just listen to me. That's
just
it.
Listen. That's it.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Your job was like, I'm glad you're not in the field anymore, but damn.
Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah. 8 years.
Yeah.
8 years. But so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Damn. Thanks for sharing all that. I love it. Yeah. Well, that's pretty much the wrap of our episode of Emotional Intelligence. So we hope you guys learned something. I hope you, you know, used your notepads, took some notes. Our next episode will actually be about gaslighting. Was actually the most searched up thing on the web this year. Gaslighting.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the most searched up thing. I can't remember how many times it was, but I saw that.
So get your matches, lighters, gaslight.
We got a lot of good ones for that one. But anyways, leave us a 5-star rating. I noticed that a lot of you listen to our podcast but don't actually follow it. So subscribe to it. I got that notification. No, Spotify, I love you all. I get it. People forget to do that, right? That's okay. And not a lot of people like just remember to do that, or even know to use Spotify properly, but it showed up on the Spotify Wrap thing this year. So yeah, follow it, like subscribe to it, and then give us a 5-star rating. Follow our Instagram and Twitter pages, live laugh fuck double underscore. And yeah, that's about it. We're gonna get on out of here now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.